Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
I am your co-host, Omar Shelton. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's 2020 NFL Draft Stars. And we're going to be joined today with the Florida Gators standout safety defensive back, Juwan Taylor. Juwan, welcome to the program. How's the day treating you?
No, it's treating me good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, we appreciate you stopping by. Now, I'm curious, I mean, as a young man growing up in that 334 area code in Montgomery, Alabama, I mean, what was it like going through that high school process and ending up in the state of Florida playing for the Gators?
It was a great experience. I thought I was one of the best DBs coming out of high school, which I am, still am now. But in Florida, called themselves DBU. So I felt like if they got the best DBs in the country, why not join them?
Well said, man. And I'm curious, I mean, so you're growing up in the heart of, you know, in the South, football is very prominent. I mean, growing up, were you the better kid? I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, were you the guy scoring 4-5 touchdowns every weekend?
Yes, sir, I was. Actually, the most times I scored in the Little League game was like 6 times.
I love it. So you were one of those kids, parents wanted to check the birth certificate because they said, hey, this Juwan Taylor kid, there's no way he's 8 years old.
Yeah, actually, like after my first game, I played up the second game.
Wow. So obviously the physical attributes have been there and you got to develop them in Florida. So that's awesome stuff. So kind of take us through. So you're doing your thing as a young man, you're making plays, you get to the high school level. I'm sure you played multiple positions, but how did you kind of start to settle in to the, you know, the secondary and that DB role?
It actually started in middle school. I realized I wanted to play. I played running back all my life. And then I started in middle school. I realized I wanted to play safety. So it started in middle school.
Wow. You like to hit? I mean, kind of what drove that passion that you wanted to kind of flip the side?
Well, I realized I'm a smart guy. And then I started to realize play recognition. And I realized I had range. And, yeah, definitely like to hit. Didn't want to take him no more.
<That's> definitely. Hey, you're not the first guy that's come on the program and kind of shared that same sentiment, Juwan. It's kind of a lot more funner putting the punish in and then getting the punch in. Once again, the Florida Gators standout, Juwan Taylor, here on the C2P as we talk a little NFL draft. If you miss any of this show in its entirety, you folks know iTunes, Apple Music, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to our featured guests at your leisure. So let's get into the nooks and crannies of this, man. I mean, I believe when I was, you know, trying to check some things out prior to coming on the show, you 2016, you start making a true freshman impact at Florida. And any guy, I don't care if you're D1, D2, you could be at the JUCO level. I think if you're coming out of high school and making that impact, especially in the SEC in a program like Florida, what was that like adapting so quickly?
Well, it was hard at first. You know, going from high school to college, you got to adjust to the speed. And I realized that even if I wasn't going to play my first year, because we had so much great talent at Florida, I was going to play something. So I realized special teams was the way to play. And I didn't – some people – I mean, I didn't believe in redshirting because I believe I had talent. So it's nothing wrong with redshirting, but I just – that was just my mindset. So I was going to find a way to get on the field.
I love it. Juwan, I love it. I mean, like I said, I mean, that desire and you being able to adapt. You got banged up, but again, you battled back, and you end out on a high note. I mean, you know, you play your full career there, and like I said, I mean, things are right here in front of you as you make this path about a month away before this thing goes down. I ask this of all the guys that come on the show. You're in the film room with these NFL scouts. They're breaking down tape. what do you think they're going to love about what you bring to the position? What are those hallmark home run abilities where they're going to fall in love with you and want to bring you aboard that 53-man roster?
So smart. You can tell I have great instincts. I'm always in the right place at the right time. I come up and hit you. I'm nice in the run game.
Anything going unnoticed? I mean, and I just asked this to benefit you because I know those guys, you know, listen in. And actually, I am not lying. You know, I wasn't getting even posted on Twitter, but one of the scouts that I know said these interviews are actually coming in more handy now that they're not traveling as much. Not that they need these to research you guys, but they just having the opportunity just to kind of listen to you guys more often than not. But for you, I mean, team captain, weight room warrior, maybe the defensive system you ran at Florida didn't allow you to blitz more or drop more. I mean, is there anything that these guys need to know about that they can't see on tape, but they need to know about that's a positive?
Well, actually, I can play multiple positions. If you watch the film, I was play linebacker a little bit, play nickel, play dime, play safety. So I'm very flexible, and also, I mean, if I didn't get banged up, I believe I'd be one of the best safeties in the country.
Yeah, and is that frustrating? Just
sometimes,
you know, kind of letting you down. Yeah.
Sometimes, but I feel like I'm getting back together, and we'll be just fine.
Definitely. Once again, Juwan Taylor, Florida Gator standout here on the C2P, talking some NFL draft. A lot to know about this young man as he makes his path towards the next level. And again, impact at the SEC. Again, any kid coming from a high school and you're jumping and you're making that leap, just kind of oozes the talent and kind of the development that he can have. You're trading at Madhouse down there in Montgomery. What was it like training with Tracy Varner, and how much did you change in terms of weight and that type of stuff once you got there till now?
You know, it's always great being with my guys. And this is just, like, great process for me because it's a childhood dream, and I can finally fulfill that dream by becoming an NFL player. And I started off, they've just made great progress right now, and we're just waiting on the – you know, since the coronavirus is kind of slowing things down right now, so we're just waiting on a date to show that progress.
Definitely. What's your height and weight right now as you kind of, you know, get ready for this?
I'm actually 212 right now, 6'1¾".
Man, that's Camp Chancellor type size right there, Juwan. That's big boy size right there. I love it. Hey, man, you get cliches to anybody? I mean, comparisons? Or is there anybody at that next level you kind of like to implement into your game and add it to your own repertoire?
I like Eric Berry's heart physicalness, and I like Earl Thomas' range, and I like Tyrann Mathieu's smart mindset.
That's a hell of a trifecta, man. If you're going to kind of take it all in, those are three fantastic guys to kind of pattern yourself after. Hey, man, we're almost out of time, and we appreciate you stopping by because we know you got a lot going on. But before we let you go, we always like to have some fun. We call it three and out. You ready to take a shot with some of those? All right, now the first one, you were training at Madhouse Athletics down there in Montgomery. If you could become the trainer and pick one of the guys that trained that was training you, who are you going to pick and what workout are you going to put them through?
I'll go train coach Tracy Tyrone. Well, Tyrone Tracy. I'm going to put him through the 40. I want to see how fast he can go.
What do you think the over-under is on that 40?
I give him a 5'2".
Like 5'2". I love it. That's fair enough. And how about this one? Coach Mullen, everybody knows him. He's an iconic coach at that collegiate level. Does anybody inside that Gators locker room do a great impersonation of him, and would they do it in front of him?
Adam Shuler. I don't know if he'll do it in front. Well, he's done it in front of him a couple of times, but I think he's got a great impersonation of him.
Excellent. And the final one, you're so close to this childhood dream. You've done all the things that you need to do to get to the next level. I'm sure the weekend of the 25th, you're going to be with family and friends about to celebrate this next journey in your football life. With that said, Jerwan, who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to possibly have ready and prepared as you kind of celebrate the meal, as you celebrate that day?
Definitely my grandma. And I'm not really picky, so whatever she cooks, I know it's going to be good, so I'm grateful for whatever she cooks. As long as she makes that pound cake, that's all that matters.
Well, if she listens in, she's on the clock now. That pound cake better be ready as you make that journey. Hey, man, Jerwan, thanks for your time. We appreciate you stopping by. And, again, we like to always tell our guests, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we can't wait to find out where you land at that next level.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Jerwan Taylor, the standout from Florida, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we talk some NFL draft with this young man. And again, a lot of things he brings to the table. And he kind of mentioned and touched on the versatility. And that's something you can't hide when you kind of really take a deeper look at this kid. The size is there. Very rangy kid. And again, a creative coach can kind of use this kid in a lot of ways. As always, we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.